WFXX.
Once again, the Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
And we're off and running on a thrilling Thursday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you. Your big showbiz break is awaiting at 814-954-7266.
How about your big talk show break?
Showbiz, baby.
Showbiz.
This is showbiz.
Showbiz. Showbiz. You don't have to call in and sing, unless you want to.
Absolutely.
Actually, that would be unique.
That would be unique.
God forbid, we've been doing this show for almost 2 years now. That's hard to believe. But we've never had anybody.
Seems a lot longer.
Well, let's not go there.
Huh?
We've had people on the show that have sung, like guests, but we've never had a caller call in and sing. All right, so if you want to do something unique here on this Thursday morning, okay, that would work. You could do it right now. 814-954-7266. You can sing whatever you want, just keep it clean. All right, that would be a nice thing. All right, we got a busy show for you today. Later this hour, Eric Engelbarts from the Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance is going to join us for a segment, talk about some upcoming things in the neighborhood, including this pretty cool bike race that is coming up with a fancy name. All right, the Tour de France is going on right now. If you are, you know, into that sort of stuff, it's on TV and so on. By chance, I was watching a little bit of this the other day. I don't know where they were in France. I have no idea. But it was fascinating, all right? You know, people along the sides of the roads and these bikers. I mean, some of these bikers are, like, literally on top of each other. And I'm thinking, how do they not, like, you know, like, run into each other and then, blam, they all fall down, which happens every now and then. Not often. But these guys are, like, right on top of each other. I'm thinking,
oh, yeah.
Man.
Carlos Rodriguez is out now with a fractured pelvis.
Yes.
So sometimes it does not go well.
If you go down, you go down, all right? I mean, that's a hard road that you're going down there, all right? So there's this pretty cool race coming up in the State College area, so we're going to find out about that and some other things with Eric coming up later this hour. Then we'll have some open line time in the second hour again. D.C. is just driving us all crazy right now. It's just, holy, what? I mean, it's just, if you're, right, you and me, we're the regular folks. And if you're following
well,
news.
That's a scary thought.
No, it isn't. We're regular folks.
Yeah.
No matter what your leanings might be, but we see, if you follow news and you see this stuff, it's like, oh, come on. Oh, come on. Really? Oh, come on. It's just like one after another. Ugh. Controlled chaos? Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Anyway. All right. Now, hopefully, again, you do pay attention to, like, current events and so on, because it's the return of the Heat Dome. Yay. Wonderful. Although, again, it is apparently worse in other places, the Midwest, Mississippi Valley, maybe the Ohio Valley, going to be really hot and really humid for, I don't know, the next couple of days, next several days. For us, it's definitely today and tomorrow, but then going into the weekend, it's still going to be kind of steamy, probably going to be this way for the better part of a week. So this is where you plan accordingly. If you have outdoor activities, you know, let's not overdo it with a heat index of like 100 or something. Let's be mindful of that. Of course, it's been very dry. When this heat humidity comes rolling in today, probably this weekend, we might have a little pop-up thunder shower, depending on where you live, kind of here and there. I know my farmer friends are probably saying, yeah, come on, we could use a little rain right now. I can understand that perfectly. At my house where I live, I have this certain area of lawn which is not shaded, so it's in the wide open, if you will. And it's sort of my bellwether, pardon the pun, bellwether there on just how dry things are right now. So a few weeks ago, when it was still relatively wet, remember we had a wet spring, this whole stretch was totally green, just green. Everything was nice and green. The grass was growing, all that stuff. Today, most of it is brown. All right, this particular stretch of lawn that I have, it just tells me when things are well hydrated or when things are really dry. And right now, it's brown. I don't need to mow that section of the lawn because there's nothing going on there right now. So when I like to see it go back to green, yeah, of course. So we'll see what happens. Now, all right, where do you get your weather information? Oh, there's all these things and outlets and so on. Of course, if you're listening here, you hear our friend Joe Bastardi from WeatherBell.com every Monday. Okay, you should pay attention to Joe because Joe is right nearly every time. All right, he's been calling some of this stuff. Well, I came across the Old Farmer's Almanac. Now, some of you folks, I'm sorry, you can probably tell by my tone of voice, I'm like, really? Okay. Keep in mind, there's the Old Farmer's Almanac, and then there's the Farmer's Almanac. That's two different things, not the same thing. All right? And this is going back, what, 200 years or something like that. So the Old Farmer's Almanac. I picked this. Where did I get this? I'm going to read this, okay? It says, according to the Almanac's seasoned prognosticators, that tells me this is a bunch of old guys. I mean, it is the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Uh-huh.
Get it? The Old Farmer's Almanac, okay? They claim this fall, what's going to happen this fall? All right? They claim... Now, I'm reading now. This fall is largely predicted to be warmer than normal across a significant portion of the U.S. All right, this is the fall. The western half of the country is also expected to experience particularly steamy conditions. In other words, humid. So it says regions bracing for a warmer than average autumn include the southeast part of the country, the western part of the country. Now, hold on. Remember, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac, all right? It says here, regions like the northeast and Appalachians, that be us, can anticipate cooler, drier conditions, potentially leading to extra colorful fall foliage. Okay. I'm all for cooler. Cooler gets my vote. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. Now, cooler, drier. Okay. Cooler temperatures combined with below average rainfall. Now, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac making this prediction for this fall. Now, I guess if you're a Penn State football fan, you're happy because there's not, you know, nasty rainy weather for Penn State football games and so on. Okay, just keep in mind, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac. All right? We'll have Joe on again on Monday. He's always with us on Mondays. We'll have to maybe after make a note, hey, Joe, these old farmers, are they onto something? These are guys, they make these predictions like way, 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 way in advance, and then they print the Old Farmer's Almanac, and then you allegedly go buy it, and everything in there is supposed to be gospel. Okay. We will see what happens. Now, if you were listening yesterday, all right, I did a food update. All right, food update. At one point, we were talking about pizza, and I had fun with my buddy over here. I said, according to Travel and Leisure magazine, which state of the union is the ultimate destination for pizza lovers?
And right away, I'm like, New Hampshire, obviously. That's the way I recall the conversation.
It took you about 12 guesses.
What?
We were doing the hot and cold game.
I think I knew it right away.
So anyway, for whatever reason, there's a lot of pizzerias in New Hampshire, and we tossed out some numbers. After the show yesterday, it kind of hit me. Okay, here's an easy way to describe why this is crazy. All right. Again, I've never been to New Hampshire or Vermont. I would like to go, you know, bucket list, drive up there. The country's beautiful and so on. Here's my comparison. All right. Now around here, if I say 100,000 people, and that's what this magazine did, they compared the number of pizzerias per 100,000 residents of that state. Okay. And yeah, somehow New Hampshire is number one. So around here, if I say 100,000 people, Mr. Ironhead, what's the first thing that comes to mind? If I say 100,000 people here, you think?
State college with the students.
No, come on. There's a better one.
Well, that's what I think.
How about Beaver Stadium? All right.
Well, now that's 107.
Well, we're rounding off a little bit, yeah. Okay? But when you think Beaver Stadium for a football game, there's 100,000 people there. All right? All hopefully having a good time. Imagine a full, you know, football Saturday, all right, the stadium's full of people. Imagine if there were 72 pizzerias around Beaver Stadium. we're talking restaurants, not pizzas. The restaurants. 72 pizzeria restaurants to service all the people there at Beaver Stadium for a football game. Is that insane? That's nuts. Now, do you happen to know this? How many food stands are there at Beaver Stadium? You have any idea? I don't know. How many food stands would there be? We're talking
in the stadium or
in the stadium.
No.
In the stadium. How many foods? There certainly are not 72 food stands.
No.
No. All right. Can you imagine 72 pizzerias to serve the people in Beaver Stadium? That's the state of New Hampshire with pizzerias. That's bizarre. All right, that's insane. What did I say yesterday? Pennsylvania's fourth on the list. Pennsylvania has over 4,000 pizzerias. I think that's insane. That's crazy. That's like there must be a pizza shop in every single little town in Pennsylvania. And I started thinking about that. I'm like, okay, I'm from Penns Valley. Center Hall, yeah, they got a pizzeria. Milheim, yeah, they got a pizzeria. Spring Mills, yeah, they kind of have a pizzeria. I don't know, maybe that's true. Every small town out there has its own pizza shop in Pennsylvania. Is that crazy? Do we love pizza that much? That's nuts. Anyway. All right, also, now, okay, this is only in Southern California right now, and I don't drive a Tesla, but I would like to go to the first ever Tesla diner. Yes. Tesla is now into the food business.
There you go.
All right. Now, there's a couple of stories out there. You can do a little web searching. It's called the Tesla Diner. They only have one location right now. It's in Southern California. It looks very futuristic, you know, like a space station or something. I believe it's 80 charging stations. So the idea is if you drive a Tesla, you pull into the diner, you hook up your car, you go inside. Although I guess you could eat in your car, and you order your food. They have two 60-foot movie screens at the Tesla Diner, so I am assuming they are showing movies all the time, so you can sit down, enjoy your food, watch a movie while your car is charging up. All right, Elon Musk, yeah, that guy, he runs Tesla. He's thinking, hey, this could be the next big thing. So if this Tesla diner takes off, he wants to open up more locations. Yeah, probably not here. Probably in, you know, major cities, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, you know, all that sort of stuff. All right, we'll see what happens with the, and I guess you don't have to own a Tesla to go to the Tesla diner. All right, you don't have to do that. But it sounds kind of interesting, so you might want to check that out. Also, all right, a free plug of sorts for our friends from Wegmans, Wegmans Supermarket. Wegmans is doing something very interesting. Not here, at least not yet. They are doing something now. Is it Rochester or Syracuse? Wegmans is based in upstate New York. It's either Rochester or Syracuse. I forget which one. And they're doing an experiment of sorts with smart carts, all right? Artificial intelligence smart shopping carts. So when will this come to State College, all right? This is, I'm looking at a New York Post story. I mean, this sounds interesting. These are, I don't know why, they're called caper carts, C-A-P-E-R, caper carts. This is a smart cart. And so earlier this month, they started experimenting with these carts at a couple of stores, a couple of their stores, I guess, in the greater Syracuse area. So would you like this? So in other words, you walk into the store, apparently, you get your smart cart, and it's got computery stuff on the cart. And as you're going through the store, you pick up an item. Okay, I think I want to buy this. When you put it into the cart, somehow the item is scanned, and there's like a readout there, and it tells you, bling, this is how much this costs. And as you put more stuff in your cart, bling, 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 it's a running total. So if you're on a budget and you can't do the basic math in your head, I guess, you put stuff in the cart and it automatically recognizes items as you put them into the cart. And what it can do is, you can apparently even, there's like a touch screen sort of a thing on the cart. The touch screen, it has a camera. Not sure why, but okay. It has a digital scale. So think about like bananas. All right, you buy bananas by the pound, all right, you put your bananas on the thing, it weighs it, ching, up it goes. It has various location sensors, so apparently it knows where you are in the store. And then apparently, when you're done, you could actually apparently pay your bill through the shopping cart, probably with a card, I assume, not cash, and just walk out. So, in other words, this would sort of get rid of the checkout line. Would you like that? All right? Would you like to get rid of the checkout line? This is, I mean, some people, I don't do it, but some people, you know, they bring bags into the supermarket. Maybe you do that. You could actually bag your groceries as you're buying them. So if you have your bags, you put, you know, certain stuff in certain bags. When you're all done, you got your touch screen. All right. Do, 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 do. Here's my card. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. I'm all good. Thank you very much. You walk right out of the store. That's fascinating. I mean, that's pretty cool stuff. So right now they're testing this in upstate New York, just a handful of stores up there. Obviously, you know, they're gathering information. Is this idea going to work? And so, I don't know, be on the lookout for smart carts at the local Wegmans. Now, probably not anytime soon. All right, not anytime soon. But, I don't know, it sounds kind of interesting. All right, that's kind of cool. All right, let's play our favorite game, Quiz the Ironhead. Here we go. The oldest Amtrak train station in the country is located in what town?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, that's a good guess, but no.
What?
No.
This is an outrage.
I assume they
I demand a recount.
I've never been to... You've been to Des Moines?
I have been to Des Moines.
Okay, I've never been to Des Moines. I assume they have train lines
it's
there.
It's a very flat place. Lots of corners.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that yesterday. Uh-huh. All right. It is not Des Moines. It's closer to home. Oldest Amtrak train station in the country is located in what town?
Harrisburg.
Well, you're getting warm.
Lewiston. Look at that.
You nailed it. Folks, did you know that? The oldest continuing, I guess, passenger train station in the country is the station in Lewiston. Now, I've been to this station, all right? It says Lewiston Junction on their sign out there. There's an outlet called thetravel.com that mentions that that station opened down there in Lewiston in 1849. Now, of course, there was no Amtrak in 1849. That was the old Pennsylvania Railroad, which eventually kind of morphed into an Amtrak rail line. It's a nice little station. I tell you what, the train that's called the Pennsylvanian goes through there every day, either Philly to Pittsburgh or Pittsburgh to Philly. Now, up till now, it's been only one train a day. So if you wanted to go somewhere, you had one option. They want to add a second train so that there would be two trains a day. I'm all for that. I think that would be a great idea. I mean, yesterday at some point, we were recalling we had a guest that thinks that instead of putting in roads, we should have train lines in Center County. Still not a big fan of that, all right? But I understand his point of view. I get it. Trains are pretty cool. I tell you what, if you wanted to just go to Philadelphia, or if you just wanted to go to Pittsburgh, and you didn't want to drive, take the train. All right. Actually, I've got the Amtrak because I've used Amtrak. I've got the Amtrak app on my mobile device, and I did a quick search this morning. In other words, let's say I wanted to go to Philadelphia today. I want to go to downtown Philadelphia today, I don't know, for a weekend of sightseeing or something like that. So I quit, punched it in. By the way, there's Lewistown. There's also Tyrone. You can pick up, I guess, in Tyrone. I've never been to the Tyrone station. Have been to the Lewistown station. The train leaves about 12:30 today. Takes about 3.5 hours to get to Philadelphia. If you were driving, that's about right, okay? And it was only $32 for the train ride to downtown Philadelphia. 30th Street Station, which is the big train station in downtown Philadelphia. I've been there, too. Really, really cool train station down there. So if I was going to do, you know, some sightseeing or something, or I'm going to Philadelphia, if I could, I'd take the train. All right, park your car in the Lewistown parking lot there. Get on the train, 3.5 hours, $32. That's, I mean, if you had to drive to Philadelphia, how much gas money would you burn? A chunk, probably at least half a tank of gas. So you're thinking, hey, I don't have to do the driving. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Go to Pittsburgh. All right, same deal. Going to a Pirates game, Mr. Bucko Man. All right. Well, okay, that was just an example.
Well, I mean, maybe you went and saw them against the Tigers. That would have been worse.
All right, it was just an example, my friend. It's not so bad. And once you get to, you know, Philly or Pittsburgh, if you need to get somewhere, okay, Uber, Lyft, taxi, maybe, depending on taxi service, not that bad. It's just a great thing. I like trains. I love trains. Just trains in Center County. That's not going to help us with our problems. That's one man's opinion. But it's interesting, the Lewistown train station, the oldest Amtrak train station in the country. How about that? So go. They even have a little mini museum inside the train station about the history of the station, which is pretty cool. All right? Folks, I'm telling you, if you don't want to drive, all right? No offense, airplane flights, are you kidding? If you've seen some prices for airplane flights lately, take the train. Might not be a bad idea. Do a search for Amtrak. You get all the information you want. And Amtrak, you can send me your residuals from all the extra business I just got you. There we go. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll have our sports segment. Later on, again, Eric Engelbarts from Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance is going to join us for a segment. Some upcoming pretty cool stuff in the neighborhood. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to go wild. No holds barred, crazy talk. All this stuff.
Coming off the top rope, baby.
Nice.
Look out.
Nice wrestling analogy. All right. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Let's take a break. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings Event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday. Jeff and Scott with you, and we'll have lots of fun times rolling your way over the course of the program, which will wrap up right around 10 o'clock this morning. Second segment is when we normally take a check of sports, and so today we thought we'd take a check of sports. And we'll start where else but Vegas, baby! We're starting in Vegas!
What happens in Vegas, not all of it stays in Vegas.
Well, you know, sometimes, sometimes not.
Depends what it is.
That is very true.
Okay.
Penn State football out in Vegas. James Franklin and three of the players, Nick Dawkins, Zaki Wheatley, and Drew Aller, all out and meeting with the media yesterday in the three-day Big Ten Media Days circus. Penn State right smack dab in the middle yesterday. James Franklin, the final of the six coaches who took the podium yesterday. Franklin says he believes that Penn State does have its best overall situation since he has been here. He likes the administration. thinks he has a great staff, thinks he has great players, both in terms of skill and now combining that with experience and the best depth that he has had in his what will be now a 12-year tenure with the Nittany Lions heading into the 2025 campaign. And Franklin says he is aware that the Nittany Lions are getting a lot of hype going into the season. And I forgot I needed to stop that first. I will do that. And is he okay with the hype, you might be wondering.
Here we go.
We embrace that. I came to Penn State understanding that, knowing that. Our players did as well. So I think the conversations that you're talking about nationally are happening. And we appreciate that, but it hasn't really changed close to home, and it hasn't changed internally in our program, because these are always our expectations. And let's also be honest. I mean, who it's a great conversation, but who really cares about preseason rankings? They mean nothing. It's a good argument to have, and everybody has fun with it, but the only rankings that matter are the ones that happen at the end of the season, and that's what we're concerned about. And the only way we'll do that is by handling our business today.
That's right. You got to handle business today, kids. Get out there and get it done.
Get it done.
Yep, a lot of excitement around the Nittany Lions. Players did talk, all three of them, in different ways about just how excited they are about the upcoming season and kind of the energy, and that they do feel it's a little different, a little more energy, in the off season as the excitement builds for the 2025 campaign. Well, excitement for State College Spikes baseball. They've been on a roll, and although they did get some good hits last night, they saw the five-game win streak come to an end with a 15-3 loss to the Trenton Thunder. Cole Caruso did have a couple of hits, and his hitting streak is now at seven games for the Spikes. But again, State College ultimately loses. Chandler Brown also had a hit, and he now has a six-game hitting streak for the Spikes. But again, five-game winning streak is snapped. State College will be back home at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park again today, this afternoon. That will be a 12:05 start. Little matinee baseball for you this afternoon at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. Pirates had an afternoon game yesterday, and it was a fun one. The Buccos completing a three-game sweep of the American League Central Division leading Detroit Tigers with the 6-1 victory yesterday. Yeah, they got some pretty good pitching in this series. That is for sure. Andrew McCutchen put the Pirates ahead for good with a home run in the first inning, but it was Spencer Horwitz who stole the show with a grand salami.
A salami.
In the second inning, it was his first career grand slam, and I think it's safe to say he enjoyed it. Horwitz finished the series with seven RBI. He was the most consistent batter for the Pirates, and a very good series for the Buccos at PNC Park. Bailey Falter got the victory. He went seven strong innings with a season-high eight strikeouts, nary a walk, and he allowed just the one run on four hits. The beloved Buccos have a well-earned day off before wrapping up the homestand with the first of three against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Oh, those snakes. They come into the Berg tomorrow. The Pirates also signing first-round draft pick Seth Hernandez yesterday. Hernandez is a 19-year-old right-hander from Corona High School in California. He has signed with the Buccos for a $7.25 million signing bonus.
Nice. Oh.
Job.
Wow.
Well done.
Okay.
Philadelphia Phillies blew a 5-0 lead as the Boston Red Sox salvaged the final game of that series at Citizens Bank Park with a 9-8 victory in 11 innings. That despite the fact that the Phillies were playing long ball, Bryce Harper belted the 350th home run of his career in the loss. The Phillies also got home runs from Kyle Schwarber, Nick Castellanos, Bryson Stott, and JT Realmuto.
Wow.
And still lost to the Red Sox in extra innings.
You mean the catcher didn't interfere this time?
No catcher's interference in this one.
Darn.
Duly noted. The Phillies fall a half game behind the New York Mets now in the National League East. Phillies have today off, and then they head to the Bronx for a three-game series against the New York Yankees.
They play in the Bronx, yes.
Blech. Awful. Collegiate athlete, very sad news here. Collegiate athlete in Pennsylvania who was going into her senior season, final year at Thiel College, died in a half marathon race. She collapsed during the race, obviously very unexpectedly. Toby Atwood was running the Presque Isle half marathon up in Erie. On July 20th, she collapsed. And then died, confirmed by both race officials and several close to her, who said that running half marathons was among her favorite activities. Doctors say that Atwood's family has revealed that she did have heart arrhythmia, that according to the Leader Times. Just an awful situation there. And then we have the story that is garnering a lot of attention nationally. And at least in the coverage I'm seeing, I think I'm in the strong minority here. But I, after watching the play, I'm okay with it. I really am. They're heading to court. If you miss this, there's a little leaguer on the Haddonfield Little League 12U team. The 12Us are the ones that, you know, that's what you see at Williamsport. So this is like the big-time Little League baseball. 12-year-old by the name of Marco Rocco. Terrific player, but from all accounts, like maybe the star, certainly one of the stars on this Haddonfield Little League team. And they've been building, they've got a very good program. They won the state championship last year. They are back in the state championship game today. But in the semifinal victory, there was a home run that Marco Rocco hit. And then Marco Rocco, if you see the film of this, because I read about it first, and when I'm reading about it, I'm like, oh, that's a little much. Having seen it, and it is certainly a debatable topic. Folks are debating it all over the place. There's a lot of folks saying this is outrageous, they need to reinstate him, all of that. The rule is, in international baseball rules, you cannot throw your bat in the air. It keeps getting described as a bat flip. It is, he tosses the bat, I don't want to, it's a good 15 feet in the air. I mean, this isn't, the bat flips a couple of times and hits the turf. He tosses the bat up in the air. The rule is there as a safety measure and a sportsmanship measure. And I think on both counts, again, he doesn't flip it right away. He takes several steps down the line. I didn't count the steps. I think it was about five or six steps. I mean, he is well down the line. And again, this isn't like, oh, okay, just a little flip. He throws it up in the air. I get very excited. He hits a big home run in a big game. I understand it. The umpire is watching this, yeah, and you can see him right away. And the catcher, what's interesting, the catcher on the other team is like, well, hey, you can't do that. He knows the rules. And you see his hands go up, and the umpire's like, yeah, you can't do that. You're ejected. And with an ejection in Little League Baseball comes the suspension in the following game, which, again, is the state championship game scheduled for today for Haddonfield. They are going to court. The little league team, and I think it's the head coach, is like, he wanted little league to overturn this, and I'm like, nah, that's like umpire's discretion, and the rule is pretty clear, and the umpire enforced the rule, and he does have discretion. I mean, he doesn't have to eject, but he made the ejection call. And so they're like, no, our hands are tied. Like, we're not going to step in where the umpire made a decision. So they are looking for an injunction, a court injunction, to allow this player to play in tonight's game. And I've seen, I'm watching some of the coverage of this nationally, and it's like, oh, well then, I guess these kids can't have fun, and they can't do what major leaguers do. Well, first of all, lots of things that happen in professional sports that, yeah, we ought not be teaching our kiddos. If you watch enough Major League Baseball, the number of guys that do not run out ground balls to first base is mind-numbingly, it's awful. Well, of course my little leaguer didn't do it. The major leaguers, no. No, nope, not a good excuse. The fact that they're seeing stuff with major leaguers, nope, not buying it. I think this is the right call. And again, I seem to be in the minority, judging by some of the national coverage anyway, over the both last night and this morning. But again, the rules are there. And again, could I, if it was, man, he hit it and it's like, oh yes, and he just, you know, lets the bat go. All right. Go watch the video. I think it's a little over the top. I do think there's a safety concern. Now, it doesn't hit anybody. Nobody's very close, but the bat goes up in the air and he's not quite halfway down the line, but he's a good third of the way down the first base line. And the umpire's like, well, no, the rule doesn't permit this, and you're ejected. You can't play anymore, and the Little League rules are you're suspended for the next game. I have no problem with enforcing the rules. That's actually what the umpire's job is.
This is a 12-year-old kid.
This is a 12-year-old kid.
He didn't know the rule?
I don't know.
I'm going to assume he had no idea there was such a rule.
I don't know that.
I mean, if he knew there was a rule and he still did it, well then, okay, kid, what the heck are you doing? I'm going to guess the kid probably had no idea that this rule was there. Now, that doesn't absolve anything. If there's a rule and it's clear, you follow the rule. Yeah, it's unfortunate the kid...
if the pitcher doesn't know about the balk rule, which is possible at age 12, you don't just not call the balk.
That's why.
And there's a lot of rules in baseball, and there's a lot of things that even at the major league level, like, I didn't know about that rule. Yep, but it's a rule.
They're actually going to court today?
They are. They're trying to get an injunction.
That's a fast court.
As to whether or not they will, they have to. The game is today.
Well, I know that.
It's tonight at 8:30.
I'm amazed the court would take it up that fast.
Well, they don't have that. They have to. It's a decision that needs to be made before the game starts at 8:30.
This is not a little league court. This is a court.
Correct.
Right? Okay. I'm not used to courts working quickly. Okay. Usually they're kind of slow. I'd say the kid has to sit. That's the rule. Kid has to sit.
Yes, and I understand. I understand the frustration with the coaches. And I think was it his mom or dad? I think it's the dad. Yeah, okay. The dad says we're sick to our stomachs over this. My son is distraught. He said, He said I didn't know I was breaking a rule. I see bat flips all over TV during the Little League World Series. No, you don't.
I don't think so.
Is the thing.
It's unfortunate, but it's a lesson learned.
Yes.
It's a lesson learned.
The father says he doesn't understand why he was ejected from the game. I told him sometimes life isn't fair, but I'll go to bat for you. Go to bat for you. See what he did there? We'll see what happens. But again, the rule, it is a tough lesson, but also, part of what we should be coaching, right, is at both safety. And, like, we have a lot of rules that, you know, my kiddo is coming up through Little League now. And every now and then something happens in a game and he's like, why did they get a base there? I don't understand. And there's different rules, obviously, at different levels of Little League as well. And so we go over, all right, well, this is a rule at this level, but at the next level that would be allowed. And so we discuss all of that. But you have to have players behind the fence. You can't be out where a foul ball could possibly hit you. And every now and then you have a kiddo wandering, peeking around the fence, and we have the umpire, guys, you got to go back. And they wander out of the dugout. So, yes, all learning experiences. Not all of the kids are going to know all of the rules. I will say in this one, the coaches should be telling them, hey, I know you're going to get excited. That's okay. We want you to be excited. We want you to have fun. But for the safety of everybody involved, just drop your bat. Just drop it. Like that. That's just.
Yeah.
And yes, also from a sportsmanship standpoint, you don't want to be showing people up. All of that. So. Yeah, it would be a bummer. I mean, and you know, I'm trying to imagine myself in those shoes, and man, it would be frustrating. It's like, oh my gosh, my kid has worked so hard. This team is on the cusp. But also, like, just when you hit the home run,
just
show your excitement by running around the bases and then jumping into the arms of your teammates when you cross home plate. Yeah. But that needs to be the safety and the sportsmanship. It needs to be drilled into youngsters. And again, I really don't have a problem with this at all.
No.
And do I feel for the kid? Do I feel for the family and the team? Yeah.
Sure.
But first of all, this team could very well go on and win with him out of the lineup. And this would serve as a wonderful reminder going into the rest of the postseason. And there's no guarantee also that if he plays, I mean, they kind of keep making it sound like, well, if he played, we'd win. Well, we have no idea.
No idea.
Either way, how this will play out. Anyways, it's getting a lot of national attention. Most folks seem to be very pro-kid, and it's not that I'm anti the kid. I'm not trying to vilify the kid. I think this is a great teachable moment, but I don't think it's a great teachable moment if you're like, all right, yep, sure, it's a rule, and sure, it's there for a reason, but man, we like you kids, so go on. I don't think that's how you teach the lesson.
No, the rules are there for a reason.
Yeah, and again, it's twofold in this case. It's not just the sportsmanship, and, you know, we can maybe debate sometime the degree to which sportsmanship seems to be declining in sports in general, my opinion in this country, and how we're allowing that to happen, and how important it is or isn't. And I actually, if I had to be on a debate club team or something, I could take up either side of that and argue it. But my personal opinion is, yeah, I wish we would have a little more sportsmanship. But this isn't just a sportsmanship issue. This is a safety issue as well. And again, you have to see the flip. And again, it's not outrageous. He doesn't throw it up into the stands. But it goes a good ways in the air. I mean, he throws it up in the air. Now, it lands harmlessly. Nobody hurt, nobody close to it. But if somebody is coming out of the dugout, like it does pose a safety hazard. It is one of the reasons you don't want kids intentionally throwing their bats. Now, does the bat come out of the hand sometimes? Yep. And can that create danger? Yep. But that's part of the game. Throwing the bat, not part of the game. And you need to learn that at a young age. And sometimes our best lessons are the ones that are toughest learned.
The rules are there for a reason.
Yep.
You don't like the rule, get the rule changed. Now, that won't happen today.
Well, no.
All right. And by the way, South Williamsport,
Right. Oh, yes.
I used to work that neighborhood. I've got fond memories. They're on the other side of the river, and they are fiercely protective.
They are indeed.
South Williamsport for the Little League World Series. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right, we've got to take a break. We're going to back. We're going to talk about some other activities in the neighborhood, sports-related, kind of cool. And then we'll have some open line time in the 9 o'clock hour. Oh, what trouble will we get into? Well, we'll see. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Hey, we'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
98.7 The Fox.
And we are back here on a Thursday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff. It's Scott.
We're going to start a new feature. We're going to be recording during our commercial breaks, and then we're going to air them later.
Yes.
Once you find out during commercial breaks, you folks never hear this, but, well, you need to hear it.
The Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest was a good time, is the bottom line of that particular story.
Apparently so.
Some very tasty beverages.
Yes.
Eric Engelbart is joining us in studio. I know, obviously, eventually wanting to get that back to the stadium, and we'll get that back to the stadium. But feedback that you've gotten, because it really was till the final hour and a half for me, where may have overdone it a bit. But it really was just a great event. And the one of the things that is amazing about it, and I know the numbers weren't quite obviously what they were last year when you're on the field, but with the number of brewers that were there, even with the number of people, it never felt like crowded. And there were opportunities not just to taste some wonderful beverages, but to talk with the brewers. And that is probably my favorite part, is just learning a little bit about the process, but more so their background and how they got into it and why some of the names and why they have the names. That's just fun to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so thank you for having me back. And, after this weekend, we threw one big party down on Penn State's campus with the Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest. But, yeah, as I was kind of promoting leading into this, yeah, that event is specific to those brewers, to those frontline workers. So, like someone like yourself, a craft beer aficionado that wants to learn about the process and what goes into it, yeah, you do have access to those individuals that can answer your questions.
I thought I was an aficionado. I get up there. For some reason, I was unaware of the Grossa beers.
Oh.
And they are a delightful summer beverage. And may have led to, you know, me being a little more entertaining than I intended to be.
Entertaining.
This time. I'm trying to be kind to myself Geezy.
Right.
But, man, the Grossa beers are phenomenal. And I don't think I was there. If I was aware of them at one point, I had forgotten. I'm like, and there weren't a lot of them up there that had them, but the ones that did, exceptionally good, and just a wonderful summer treat. If you're a beer drinker and you've not had a Grossa and you're looking for something, a little refreshing after mowing the lawn, I like my IPAs, but man, a Grossa over the summer, sign me up.
Well, there you go. I think that's why we do these things.
Yes.
And people can come out and, you know, you put all of those brewers in one spot and they bring what they want to bring. And obviously they've turned you on to a new style of beer. So I think the mission has been accomplished.
For sure. All right. Onward and upward. Putting that in the rear view mirror. My wife is saying, yes, please, for the love of God, put that in the rear view mirror. I know, honey.
Right.
I'm sorry about that.
Yes. He was entertaining.
That's the word I'm choosing. Yes, entertaining.
Right. All right, let's entertain with some other things.
Yes, we have some wonderful things coming up, including this bicycling event. You know, just a nice, lovely stroll out there on my Schwinn. What is this? This is going to be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and so, yeah, you're bringing up the State College Criterium. One thing I did want to quickly touch upon, because it will get lost in the weeds, is we do have the Keystone State Hockey Championships this weekend in Pagoula Ice Arena. So they'll start Friday, run through Sunday. It's like an all-star type event where these kids make these teams from across the state come in, play their state championships. But on top of that, on Saturday, we will be causing a little bit of noise down on Beaver Avenue with the State College Criterium. So, like we had mentioned before, it's like a NASCAR event, but for bicycles. So, closed course loop, fast riding, 20, 30 miles an hour, people drafted off of each other, they're cornering, tight corners, and this year will be the Pennsylvania State Championship for the Elite and Masters divisions, so there's going to be some great entertainment going down.
Champion gets a Grossa at the end of the
that's
course.
That's not a bad idea.
Talk about the course. Where is this thing set up, and where can people, you know, set up to watch this thing? Because I think it's I think it's going to be a wild event to be able to take in.
It will be. It'll definitely be a sight to see. You're definitely going to see this. But, yeah, I got to give all the credit to the borough of State College. When we were trying to find a venue for this, we went to the borough, and they sat down and looked at it and really were the ones that allowed us to make this happen. I mean, there are several different – I mean, there's a ton of red tape you go through in order to shut these roads down and make sure that all the businesses are happy. But, yeah, ultimately we were hoping for a huge group of people to come downtown, frequent those restaurants, and get food and check that out. But we will be down on Beaver Avenue, and the start finish will be located on Locust Avenue.
Okay,
that'll be the start finish, and we're actually going the opposite direction on Beaver. So we'll be cruising down Beaver, then we turn left on Garner, left on Foster, and then a left on Beaver to Pew to Foster to Garner, and that's our 0.7-mile race course. And these individuals will be sprinting, essentially, for a short amount of time. So amateurs will go anywhere from, like, 30 minutes to 45 minutes, where then the elites will then hit 60 minutes plus a lap.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay. What time is this again?
So we'll be racing all day. So, yeah, this is a little insight into my world is actually Beaver Avenue closes at 3 a.m. on Saturday morning, which then allows us to start setting up. And then we'll have racing beginning at 9 a.m. Important to note for your listeners, we have a free kids race. So anyone kindergarten through sixth grade can come on down, get on the race course, run a lap just like the pros would.
Really?
Yep. We have participation ribbon. I believe if you had pre-registered by this point, you'd get a T-shirt. But the idea would be bring your kids down, let them compete, and then hang around because after that 2:30 or 2:45 kids race, we then have the PA state championships with the meet in the Masters and the Elite Divisions. So it'll be entertaining anywhere from 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. Come on downtown. You can literally set up anywhere on Beaver Avenue, Pew, Foster, or Garner. I will say turns 1 and turns 4 heading in coming out of the finish line or heading into the finish line will probably be the most exciting because that's when you're jockeying for position in order to come in. But, yeah, large groups of people going very fast around these corners.
Yeah, I've got to think you've got emergency personnel on call, right? I'm watching the Tour de France. All right, Tour de France going on right now. And every now and then, there's a spill. It's like, boom, just a bunch of guys, you know, fall down. And the road is rather hard. So that's part of the red tape because you're talking about these guys flying. You mentioned those speeds. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to whoop you to hit the ground. That's tough.
And we want to have a safe event. And so, yes, you're right. We're probably going overboard on the medical support. There will be an ambulance there stationed all day. We have several medical personnel on golf carts that will be monitoring the course. But, yeah, you're right. It's probably not one person that goes down. It's going to be multiple people go down. And we're hoping, you know, only a little road rash for those that have to work on Monday, you know, type of thing. But, you never know. And that's part of the allure of Criterium Racing is you just never really know what's going to happen.
Okay.
Do we know about how many participants that are coming in for this? What kind of numbers are we talking about?
Yeah, so I'm actually glad you brought that up. So we were looking across the state at what is a typical Criterium get. And so we're looking at just over 200, maybe 250 racers that will be racing throughout the day.
Wow.
And the way this is set up, too, is that you can race multiple times. So you could theoretically race in the morning and then also race in the state championship in the afternoon as well. So a lot of these people will be seen twice.
Wow. Okay.
I'm no bike expert. That sounds like a lot of people. 200 to 250 racers? I guess I was thinking like 50.
Yeah. Well, they'll break up in their own categories. You know, so not everyone is going to be in the elite category, and some will be. It's all USA Cycling based, so they have like categories 1 through 8 or something like that. So they'll break them up, and then that's how they'll combine the races and put them out there. I'm happy to report for our first year, we've gotten a couple of commitments from some high-end professional teams that will be coming in, both from Pennsylvania and New York. I think someone's flying in from Chicago in order to compete. So, yeah, we'll have some media avails on Friday afternoon and then kick off that race on Saturday. So it should be pretty exciting.
Very cool.
Yeah, there are. I think that's missed. There are teams. Mm-hmm. All right. You think of a bicycle. Okay, it's just me racing. No, there's a bunch of folks in a team, and somehow they work together.
Yeah.
To I don't know, get the best racer out front or something like that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and that's part of the whole strategy is do I stay in the back until the end? Because with the Criterium race, it really honestly doesn't matter where you've been the entire race. You just want to cross that finish line first and win. So that is part of the strategy. Do I stay in the back, try to avoid all the contact? Am I out leading because I know I'm the fastest in this race, so I'm just going to go for it? And then also, yeah, you have your buddies that you know want to help you win or you know maybe just want to make it to the end, and then you fight it out. So you have three or four of them that create a group, which then pushes everybody else out of the way, and you're plowing your way through the group. So, yeah, lots of different strategy as you're paying attention. And, yeah, it's just interesting to see how it all play out.
All right. How much advance from their end, advanced scouting is there? Obviously, they're not running this course ahead of time. I mean, that's an interesting part of this to me is – like marathoners sometimes, I mean, like you might not run the entire marathon, but you kind of map it out and, all right, I want to run this stretch or, like, I guess how much goes into, all right, we know, or is it just, man, you got to wait and see what you're feeling and once you go around once, all right, now we know what we're doing.
Yeah, I think there'll be a little bit out of feeling it out as you get on the course. I think the one thing is you just look at the roads and we have absolutely gorgeous roads. So you know that's part of the strategy is watch out. You know there might be something that you want to avoid on turn three or whatever it may be. But yeah, there is a an open period. It's in the morning. I think from like 8 to 9 they open the course up and they let the guys go around. But if you're racing at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're probably not going to be there at 8 a.m. to try it out. So I would assume most of these, especially at that higher end level, will be just fine. Yeah, they'll get that first couple of laps in, kind of feel it out, and then that race will actually start.
All right, we got to take a break here in a moment. That kids race is what time? What time is the kids race?
So it starts at 2:45. But if you haven't pre-registered yet, you can head to the website, do so. Or we have on-site registration as well. So I would recommend getting down there a little bit early, maybe give yourself 60 minutes or so, just because you're going to want to find a place to park. You got to get the bike out, grab your kid's helmet, make your way downtown, find the registration tent, and then get signed up.
All right. I presume that stretch will – cars are not allowed to park there as of 3 a.m. Saturday and probably a little before.
I think they might even have those parking hoods on the meters right now.
Okay.
Well, that was fast.
Probably good thinking.
All right. We're going to take a break. Now, we got some more with Eric because there's some other interesting activities coming up.
Yes.
Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox State College.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday. Jeff Scott and Eric with you on a very nice looking Thursday morning. Feels nice out in the morning hours on days like this.
Yeah, I think we found a new feature. Let's talk behind the scenes. I mean, folks, you're going to love this. So anyway, Eric Engelbarts from the Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance with us for another segment. Okay. Now, I mentioned this during the break. Last week, I'm on vacation. I'm at the Delaware Shore having a great time with my family.
Getting eaten by sharks.
No, we avoided the sharks. Right along the beach. And every morning, a group of people would come out at 8 a.m., led by this lady, and they were doing yoga on the beach, which was cool. I'm not into yoga. When I saw this yoga championships, I'm thinking, okay, Eric, what the heck is that?
Not into yoga. I am into champagne.
What is a yoga championship?
Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. So, yeah, August 1 through 3 at the State Theater, downtown State College here, we will be hosting the USA Yoga National Championships.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's right. So we will have individuals flying in from all over the country. I think the last time I was associated with this event, I saw 48 different states represented.
Wow.
Coming in and hosting their national championships.
What? I'm sorry.
I
got to
find out the two states that aren't represented. What are the two states that can't get into the yoga championship?
What do they do? I don't understand.
Yeah, so I like to kind of reference like almost probably gymnastics or maybe even diving. So they will give the judge a set routine. And that routine has like 3 to 5 poses in it, and those poses have a degree of difficulty. So if I come in and I have a higher level of difficulty than you, I'm already kind of got to step up, but I got to execute. Or I could come in and have a lower degree of difficulty, but nail it, you know, and still do better, you know, that kind of thing. So the judges, when the basically it's a very simple setup. They literally have a yoga mat on a stage. They come walk up, they hit a timer. I don't know if it's 2 or 3 minutes, something like that. And then they just work their way through their poses, you know, and so they'll go into like pose one and then they'll hold it for a second and then they'll move into pose two and then they'll move into pose three. And the idea is to try to take your time. Obviously, you want to go slow because you don't want to lose balance. These are very difficult poses. This is not your average day. I'm going down to the yoga studio type stuff. But they hold the pose and then you try to use up the most amount of time that you can without going over, just so that you're showing restraint, balance, and control of your routine. They get done, the judges then score them, and that's how they run the national championship.
So it sounds like gymnastics. there's judges, and you got to do certain. It sounds just like gymnastics, but this is for yoga.
That's right.
I had no idea they did that sort of thing. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and it's really all ages too. So they've expanded where they open it up to youth as well, and then you'll see seniors out there. I mean, it's wild to watch the senior citizen put both feet behind their head and then push up with their arms off the ground and hold that pose, you know, before moving into the next one. And it's so graceful that you don't even realize they're getting into these positions until they're in them. And you're like, how did they just do that?
Yeah. Partner, if you have a few more grossos or whatever,
I don't think this has happened.
You could give this a try.
But yeah, this event is open to the public. So if you want to come by and you want to check it out, you just head down to the State Theater. I believe they start Friday night, but most of the competition will happen all day Saturday and then a portion of it on Sunday morning before they all fly out and get home. But yeah, you can check that. Check all of the details for all the events on our website. That's Happy Valley Sports and Entertainment Alliance. Just Google that. Or head to HBSEA.com to check that out. But they'll have hours in which they're competing, and that way you can, you know, when to come in and check out your age group.
All right, so the yoga stuff, this is next weekend.
That's right, yes. Yeah, cycling this weekend, yoga next weekend, and then we get into some golf. So
golf?
Golf.
What's going on?
We host the American Junior Golf Association. It's their open championship that comes in. I believe they're at Toff Trees this year, and I believe it's ages 12 through 15 will be flying in and competing in their amateur golf stuff. So I believe this qualifies them to move on to a national level competition, but really extremely high-end golf being played by these 12 to 15-year-olds out of Toff Trees.
So do I want to embarrass myself by watching kids play golf who are way better than me? Maybe.
Well, they're always looking for ball spotters. I mean, there's a lot of great volunteer opportunities with all of these events, including this weekend. You know, if you want to be in control of pedestrians, we got a spot for you. If you want to boss people around, tell them when they can and cannot cross the street. we definitely need some help. But, yeah, both AJGA, I believe even USA Yoga, all of them have volunteer opportunities. So if you want to get in for free and you want to check it out, or you want to spend the day on the golf course spotting balls, you can do that.
That actually sounds strangely fun. Mm-hmm. At all your events, I was going to ask about volunteers, because we've had you on before, and you mentioned, hey, we really need volunteers for this. You need volunteers for all these things.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, when you run these big events, it takes a village. It takes the community to come out and be able to operate that. And, you know, some positions are more important than others, but I think there's always something for somebody, and if you only have a couple of hours, we can use that too. So, you know, it's a good way to get a free T-shirt, maybe a meal, and be able to have a front row seat to the competition.
I was going
to
say, you're right in the front, mm-hmm. All right? You, no excuses like, oh, I was stuck back there. You got it right in front of you.
That's right.
For doing a little bit of work. So that's a great idea.
And it helps pass the time, too. So if you're there and you're just kind of hanging out and you want to get involved, I mean, that's the best way to do so.
All right.
And making a college student actually have to look up from his or her phone before crossing the street, in and of it, has got to be a little bit of a thrill. Just saying.
Yeah, I will say my 17-year-old who's interested in sports management, he gets voluntold a lot around here. We're going to come out, and he'll be working cycling this weekend.
Uh-huh. All right. It's nice of him to volunteer his time like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Anything else for August, Eric?
Oh, yeah, there's always good stuff going on. But I think, you know, once we get through this the stretch of cycling and then yoga and golf, then I think really that's when Penn State football starts kicking in and all eyes turn to that Beaver Stadium to watch the team this year. So, yeah, I mean, our role really is to try to fill those weekends in which we need people coming into town. And, you know, once Penn State starts kicking up, those opportunities kind of get fewer and far between.
So what, you hibernate as soon as Penn State football season starts?
That's right.
Listen, I have a couple of things that haven't been announced yet, and we're going to be extremely busy next year, even more busy than this year. And so this fall will be great time for planning.
Have you guys thought at all about trying to give a little promotion to this football program? If we could get just a little bit of buzz going around them leading into the season, I think they'd appreciate it. Just if, you know, maybe mention that, yeah, we think they could be okay. They could be a decent program. Just something if we could slip something out to the media somewhere just to get a little bit of a buzz going around these guys.
I think we might be able to do some social media posts.
All right. Yeah. Let's yeah, work on that.
Sneak that in for them.
Yeah. just to try to help them out a little bit. Let people know that Penn State football's here and, you know, we think they could do okay.
Yeah. The wrestling team gets all the attention. Right? That's just a little over the top.
Well, these days, the hockey team.
Oh, man. Wow. How about that?
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
All right. Well, Eric, we appreciate your time. Have fun with the events. Yeah. Stay out of the way of the bicycles. When you said 20 to 30 mile an hour, man, that's fast.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about some of these. Well, it's not NASCAR. Was it Formula One racing where they do it in cities?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they just zoom, zoom, zoom. That's pretty much.
That's exactly it.
I mean, the Tour de France
you're
is
stealing
like,
his thunder. The Formula One race comes to State College next summer.
Hey, I don't know.
You never know. You never know.
Hey, some other towns
that
do
that. That would be a scene.
That would be pretty wild, yeah. Well, hey, thanks again, and good luck with all the events.
Yeah, appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll see you on Saturday.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to it.
You provide the grosso or whatever, we'll be there, or he'll be there.
Uh-huh.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've got open line time. Politics has been a little racy lately. Yeah, we can probably tackle that. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control?
It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. The phone line is once again open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
Folks, we never want to hear the line, "Oh, there's nothing to do around here."
Oh, man, is there.
I mean, that is so patently false.
Well, and we talk about it all the time, how fortunate we are to live in the area that we do. But really, even... Yeah, and yes, I mean, there's events, there's performances, things going on all the time. Also, especially in these summer months, I don't know if you've noticed, if you look around, there's a bunch of these there mountains, and you can just go for a little walk out in the woods, and you wouldn't believe what you can see on a given day.
Okay.
Not a bad use of your time, just throwing it out there. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, when you go up to the mountain, you share the trail with the bike. Stay to the left or stay to the right? I'm not sure anymore.
If you're a bike, okay, hold on. Right? If you're a bicycle, you go with traffic, so you would be on the right.
Yeah.
If you are walking,
should be, yes.
If you're walking or jogging or something, you're going against traffic. That would be on the left.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I got so confused. I guess when I was a student in '85. Here on campus, grad student, they actually had pedestrian sidewalks and it had bike lanes.
Right.
And I guess if you decided to walk on the bike lane, that was at your own risk. Well, now I don't know what the sidewalk is. It's like this combination lane. Actually, I actually share it with motorized vehicles too, beyond electric. I don't know if you get in around the stadium. So a couple years back, actually decades. The athletic department, the folks that keep up the fields, they were precluded from using the roadways, and they drive their various and sundry tractors and four-wheelers on the sidewalk, too. So you got to be careful. But getting back, hey, this yoga thing at the theater.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've... I catch up on all the villain movies and Marvel comics when I'm at the gym. There's a channel that seemingly only plays that type of movie.
All right.
And I notice there's like these like smart, pretty people villains. They always do yoga. And I mean, it's in tremendously insane poses. So I'm assuming that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
We're not talking about the Roger Staubach that they did at King of the Hill. Do you remember that episode when Hank, his back went out, he was doing the Roger Staubach?
No.
But I would like, I'm just throwing this out there, I would like to see and I these guys and gals can hold those poses. That takes an incredible amount of strength.
Yes. Core strength.
I would like to see the Apollo versus Rocky calisthenic folk. So you got the yoga folk on one side, and then you have the Muscle Beach, down and dirty, chin up bar, push up guys. They can do some pretty amazing things too. I don't know if you see some of the stuff on YouTube. Some of these old 70-year-old guys that are ripped, like my friend Joe Bastardi.
Yes.
And they can do an incredible amount of stuff on the chin up bar, holding poses and stuff. So actually, I kind of would be interested in that sort of thing.
All right. Well, we'll throw that idea at them, I guess.
Yeah, you know, you gotta serve some steak to the grunge factor too. I'd rather see the Rocky types working out, but I do appreciate the pretty folks.
Well, thank you on behalf of pretty folks everywhere. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that'd be you.
So, which pose can you hold for 30 seconds?
Hold it for 5 seconds.
I am lucky if I can hold the tree for 30 seconds. Standing.
Oh yeah, you got to stretch
arms
that
at the side.
Though.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks
for your call.
Yeah, yoga is, I have tried it. Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Phone line is once again wide open and available at 814-954-7266. I think we could safely say yoga is not in my wheelhouse. I think that would be the kind way to describe.
Not even close to the wheel.
It is, boy, it is a challenge.
All right, there we go. All right, 814-954-7266 if yoga or whatever else you'd like to talk about here. All right, I'm waiting for the outrage.
I'm drinking the outrage.
Okay, you're good.
What do you want me to be outraged about?
Well, okay, Penn State.
Oh!
I'm waiting.
Penn State!
Waiting for the outrage. All right?
All right.
All right, now we mentioned this a little bit earlier in the week, but then we were talking about other stuff. All right, Board of Trustees has a meeting, actually Friday of last week.
Yeah.
Not here. This was the Abington campus, I forget which
yes.
one, what, down toward Philadelphia.
Yep.
And, you know, among other things, the trustees talk about tuition. Yes, there's another tuition increase.
Mm-hmm.
Here it comes. But the revelation, I guess, was made, and this is where I'm waiting for the outrage. The revelation was made that Penn State apparently no longer has a budget deficit. They now have a budget surplus.
So they say.
Now, okay, it is projected, yes. Again, you've got to think about a fiscal year. And in this case, the fiscal year is July 1 to June 30. Now, I'm trying to think. The federal government fiscal year, I think, is October 1 to September 30. So sometimes the fiscal years kind of change depending on who you are. But Penn State starts on July 1st. And we've talked about this $90 million, $91 million deficit. Apparently, it is now a $44 million surplus. Now, again, that's good. All right? That's a good thing, right? All right? Now, the $91 million deficit, that's actually, I guess, a three-year-old figure. So in other words, it's not last year. That was a figure from 3 years ago. And Old Main has been working on, we can't stay in a deficit. We got to get into the positive numbers. And apparently now projected, they are back into positive numbers. Well, how did that happen? Well, it's not because of closing those seven branch campuses, because that hasn't even happened yet. That's not going to happen for 2 years. Okay. And so there's a number of stories out there. If you haven't read them, you can find them. Center Daily Times had a version. I think statecollege.com had a version. Spotlight PA's had a version. Philadelphia Inquirer had a version. There's a bunch of different versions out there. Just search. You'll find them. Apparently, the philanthropy, in other words, people with money, like big money, has gone way up in the last, 1 to 2 years. So I think a significant chunk of that surplus is just some people opening up their big fat checkbooks. I have a really skinny checkbook. They're big fat checkbooks and writing checks. Now, is that a one-time thing? Is that an ongoing thing? I would think it's probably a one-time thing for the most part. You write a check. Here's my donation. Here you go. But I'm waiting for the outrage of people saying, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I thought we were in the hole. Well, they're not in the hole anymore. Now, again, I don't go to trustees meetings either in person or online. And they've done a few online, which are slightly entertaining, okay, because people are in their living rooms or bedrooms or wherever the heck they are, these trustees members, and some of them really need to do something with their Zoom background, but that's another story.
We'll
leave that one alone. But I guess I'm waiting for the outrage of people saying, wait a minute, if we got a surplus, why are we closing things? Maybe it's going to take a week or a week and a half for the outrage to start. Now, actually, the Daily Collegian had a story from, is this today? No, yesterday. This is from yesterday. In-state student, I'm reading a headline, in-state students express concern over 2% tuition increase, question university spending.
You did a very good job reading that.
Thank you. So, again, there was another tuition increase announced on Friday. And so this reporter from the Collegian goes and finds students to get their reaction to what's been happening. And it's an interesting story. Again, their website is psucollegian.com. And you can read the story. Not nice comments from some of these Penn State students. I don't know how they found them, if they found them randomly, if they did a letter to the editor. I don't know. I don't know where it came from. But some of the, here is, and I won't, well, you can read the story, but I won't mention the name. This is a second-year student studying econ and mathematics. And the quote from the student is, I think the 2% tuition hike was very unexpected. Okay, really? They always raise tuition. Not that unexpected. The tuition here at Penn State is already very high, even for in-state students. And since I'm an international student, it makes it even tougher since I can't take out any loans to cover the increase. That's interesting. Overall, it'll definitely be very hard on my parents, who pays the bills for college, folks. No. It's usually the folks,
yeah,
right?
I'll...
Okay. And there's a number of these quotes there. Here's a second-year pre-med student. Quote, there's no justification for the increase. There is nothing being added to our education. So, in other words, you mean I got to pay more money, but I'm not getting anything extra. And there's a couple of quotes in this story along that same line. Hey, if I got to pay more money, how come I'm not getting more extra? Here's a quote from a student, doesn't like the way the university manages its budget. All right. I feel like the education itself is good at Penn State, but I think the university spends a lot of money on unnecessary stuff. Now, the student doesn't really say what that is, okay? The student says, I would have less of a problem with it if the money was spent better. Stadium, maybe? I don't know what the student is referring to. I'd be curious to know. The reporter doesn't follow up on that. So, let's take a call here.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Yeah, I've been putting off the work day, but I caught that last bit about the international student complaining about costs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If that poor international student happens to be European, the euro has never been stronger against the dollar. So pay your bill early before things change again.
There's a thought. Okay.
Yeah.
But see, the folks are paying the bill, not the kid. So the folks.
No, I'm saying is if he's, when you use the euro versus the dollar.
Yeah.
It's growing month by month, the strength of the euro, which is, I think it's in the whole history of the Euro, that's different. Take the good with the bad. You know, yeah, your bill's going up in dollars, but the dollar's going down. Just pay it.
Okay.
Good. All right, talk to you later.
Good advice for an international or a European student. Okay. I mean, this is just, it's an interesting story here from the Collegian with complaints from students. Now, some of these, all right, here's a kid, the quote, I feel like despite how expensive it is to study or live at Penn State, they still try to get more money out of us at any opportunity. Okay, you ready to go off? For example, I'm reading, parking is very strict, and you will get tickets if you aren't careful. And even full-time staff have to pay for parking. Yes. On Tuesday, I was on campus for an activity, and there's the sign, pay for your parking.
Yeah.
And I was only there for like an hour and a half. That's all it was. And I'm thinking, okay, I've heard about these people. I don't want to get a stupid ticket or have my car towed when I'm trying to help out somebody at the university with something.
Yeah, so that is so... That is one of the great frustrations I've heard expressed with Penn State is like they'll invite somebody to come in or somebody will offer, hey, I can run a program for you. Oh, that's amazing. We'll do it for free. Oh, even more amazing. Penn State, which has a lot of money. Nope, but we'll do this for free. Okay. Fantastic. And, what building am I at? Where should I park? Probably have to park about a half mile down the road and pay.
Yeah.
But I'm providing. Oh, yeah. No, that sucks to be you. No, but I'm providing an opportunity. Like, I don't need to do this. Yeah, but you're going to do it and you're going to park inconveniently and pay. But I'm just trying to help you out. And, been pretty consistently an issue over the years, and I would say it's only grown, that particular concern. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, this is Chucko calling in.
Chucko, how are you?
Good. Hey, I do some rideshare early in the morning around Penn State, and I see, last week I saw all the lights on, down by the tennis court. You know, they got the tennis courts, and they just have all the lights on in the stadium, and there's nothing going on. You know, there's some wasted money at Penn State.
No. How dare you suggest that there is money being wasted in a bureaucracy?
Actually, I tell you what, I've had the same feeling sometimes. I'm like, oh, what's going on over there? And you go by, there's nothing. And I'm thinking, why are all the lights on? I've had the same thought sometimes.
Well, you know, when I called in before, Scott, you didn't like my joke about what Washington said to his men before he crossed the Delaware, get in the boat, you know. You know, the Delaware River, that goes out into Delaware Bay, and Delaware was the first state in the Union.
Yes.
And when they made the quarters, they have a horse on the Delaware quarter. What kind of horse is that?
Oh, boy. I have no idea.
You can't see this one coming down the pike. Can I help Mr. Beasy out?
Help me out.
This would be your quarter horse, you knucklehead.
Oh, the kings of puns, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
I mean, that one you could see coming down the pike.
I had my blinders on like a good horse.
Fastball right down the middle.
Good horse. I've got blinders on. I have no idea. I'm waiting for them. Maybe we're starting to see the outrage. All right. And so on. Here's a kid, second year major in mechanical engineering.
That's outrageous. That's not the outrageous.
I think this is a guy. His quote is, I highly doubt my education is going to become 2% better.
Oh, well.
That's probably true. So we'll see. Again, there's a surplus now, which I guess that caught a lot of people by surprise. Like, wait a minute. We've been told all this time, debt, you know, in the red. Now they're in the black. Now, is that going to change anything? I will be curious to see, all right? Kids have complained about tuition forever because Penn State raises tuition pretty much every year. That's not a surprise. But now that they're in positive numbers again, and there's a lot of, I think it was the Philadelphia Inquirer story, Temple University's in the hole, all right? There's a lot of universities out there in the hole right now. Now, one final thing before we take a break, all right? This is at a trustees meeting. On Friday, the Inquirer version of the meeting mentions that apparently Dr. Neely Bendapudi, Penn State president, obviously makes this announcement, you know, all the numbers and so on. Apparently, she got a standing ovation on Friday. Okay, so that's great. All right, things are going in a much better situation. That's a good thing.
For sure.
But then part of the Inquirer story says, well, with a reward for doing all these great things, how much of a raise is Dr. Bendapudi going to get? Like the trustees are going to reward her with more money. Now, Old Main, I don't know if you're listening this morning. We'd love to have Dr. Bendapudi on the show sometime. It would be great. I put the word out there. I've had resounding silence in response. But for Dr. Bendapudi, ma'am, you've done a great job. You and your team, obviously more than one person.
Yeah.
How about you just stick with the salary you have now? Just stick with it and keep on going. Because if that happens and all of a sudden she gets a big fat raise, then we're going to see the outrage. It's going to happen. All right. You protesters out there, you like to show up at the Allen Street gates. Maybe you'd show up at the Allen Street gates for that one. I'm not encouraging it, but I'm just knowing how people think and feel. All right, we're back into positive numbers again. That's great. That's awesome. We got to keep it going. That doesn't mean you get an automatic raise. And the Inquirer story mentions this in like one or two paragraphs. I'm thinking, oh boy, that's going to get some people fired up. All right, the rest of us, if we do a great job, we don't get an automatic raise. We just don't. So maybe that's what should happen here. Anyway, follow this story. As the fall semester starts here, which is what? Not even a month off, I think, right? And especially at some of these branch campuses, I want to see if the outrage starts to bubble up. Not saying they should do it. I just, as an observer, I want to see if it happens. What? We got a surplus now. We don't need to do... No, no, no. And this kid, hey, Mike, is my education going to get 2% better? It's not the way it works, but okay. Let's take a break right here. All right, we'll come back. We'll have one more segment. If you want to chime in, maybe you're already outraged. All right, we'll give you the phone number. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load. loader, and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings Event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
It's the 42nd Annual Bellefonte Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Bellefonte. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Bellefonte, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BellefonteFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Let's talk, shall we, on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. One final segment. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show this morning.
If you take the time, there's a lot of great information out there going in different directions. All right.
Oh, yeah?
Now, we have an open line program tomorrow. All the craziness from D.C., the Epstein files, Barack Obama's a traitor, all this other, you know, the big, beautiful bill. We'll save that for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because we have only got about 5 or 6 minutes here, I think. We'll save all that for tomorrow, and you can chime in. A couple days ago, we had a guest from FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. Sean Stevens was our guest. We've had him on before. If you missed it, again, go to our website, 987thefox.info. Go to the Let's Talk Interviews page. Scroll down just a little bit. Pretty, I thought, a fascinating interview with Sean, just about kind of free speech in general and all the controversies right now, some of them involving college campuses, some just sort of in general and so on. And we've had Sean on before because that group, they're based in Philadelphia, they do a college free speech ranking every year. It comes out in September. We will have Sean on again when they release their new listing in September, either September or October. We'll have them on again. But for last year's rankings, there's about 250 schools on the ranking, so it's not every college. All right, pretty much all the big ones. You know, not so many of the small ones. So about 250 schools on the list. Penn State, last year at least, was ranked number 228. No, that's not a good figure.
Mm-mm.
228. And we were talking with Sean about this on Tuesday. Like, you know, why? And, you know, there's a, first off, their website is terrific. Thefire.org. Thefire.org. A lot of great, if free speech means anything to you, go to that website. I mean, lots of great stuff there. So they have a couple of quotes. Now, these are from Penn State students, all right, about Penn State and free speech. One kid, now they don't have names, one kid is listed as the class of 2024. So, a year ago. The quote is, doesn't matter what topic, the people in the groups make it aggressive and shove ideology down your throat, so I just walk away. Whoa. Okay. Then they have one from a kid, class of 26. Now, that would be this year's seniors. All right. I think that others are very sensitive to certain views, and their feelings would get hurt if I said the wrong thing. Only, now this is the kid, only liberal views are allowed to be publicly expressed without a sense of cancel culture. Whoa. Okay. But they've got a whole bunch of statistics here. And if you didn't listen Tuesday, you can catch our recording. When they did their canvassing, I guess, of students, they essentially, that this is their claim, Penn State students are sort of 50-50, 50% liberal, 50% conservative. And if you remember, I'm like, Sean, really? Really? You sure about that? And he's like, well, that's what our numbers show. So Penn State students are roughly 50-50. Okay, we'll assume that's accurate. All right? Well, if it's 50-50, then where's the problem? That doesn't make any sense. 50-50 is probably a good thing. Remember he mentioned there was one school where they couldn't find one conservative? Or what was that? There's some smaller college. They could not find one political conservative on the college campus.
But they'll tell you diversity is important.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. I guess when I was thinking about this, there's two groups of people at the university. There's the Penn State students, and they're, I guess you would call them, the Penn State adults, faculty, staff, and so on. Let's say this is accurate. The students are 50-50, 50% liberal, 50% conservative. Okay. I'm wondering about the other group. Is that 50-50?
You're wondering, huh?
Why are you smirking? You're smirking here in the studio.
I think the answer is pretty self-evident.
Okay, then, if the student body is 50-50, shouldn't the staff be 50-50? Doesn't that make sense? I'm not trying to cause trouble here. It's just, again, Penn State is ranked 228. That's bad on this free speech ranking. And again, they've got various statistics in here. It says administration support, they're ranked 38th. Well, that's good. Tolerance for speakers, they're ranked 42nd. Well, that's good. All right, that's good. Comfort expressing ideas, now they're ranked 102nd. Okay, that's not as good. And the one here, self-censorship, which I guess is, I need to watch what I say, because if I say the wrong thing like that kid I quoted, I'm going to get in trouble. Self-censorship, Penn State is 229th. So there are people apparently walking around, they're afraid to speak their minds. Now that's just something to think about with a fall semester starting here in about 4 weeks. Somehow that needs to change. That needs to be different. All right. One man's opinion. I think we're done. We should go out for a grosso or whatever that thing was.
A gosa, yeah. That would be delicious. Wonderful way to spend the afternoon.
You bring him in here for the show tomorrow.
Yeah. Folks, you have a great day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.